that's to speak before Rosh Hashanah, to be ma'ira the oilam, to Yom Hadin. One really should be a gadol b'toira near Shemayim, as we saw the gdolim, that when it came the time of Rosh Hashanah, the Eima and the Pachad which was upon them, they didn't have a cup, they didn't have a head for anything else. And as I said over recently, Chassam Sofer, who was known that even the Shverste Shailas and Tshuvas, as soon as the Shaila came to him, he was able to get right out a full Tshuva in the most complicated halachas, the most chomedic halachas. And people just couldn't understand how he was able to do it. But yet in the tshuva that he wrote between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he writes, I'm sorry, I cannot be mairich in the tshuva because my head is completely taken on these days of Eima and Yira and Pachad from the Yom HaDin. And that's Be'etzem from who we have to hear, such a type of person. That the Eima and Pachad and Yira of the Yom HaDin that's deep in his heart should be yoitza min alev and nichnas al alev of the shaymim. But nevertheless, I'll try a little to speak. One year of Chaim Volozhin for Rosh Hashanah, got up and said over and over, 51 is not 52. 51 is not 52. A number of times. And the Olam didn't understand what he meant. So he explained himself. By the Pinchas Stoim v'Amoira, Stoim v'Amoira were turned over, destroyed. Lot was saved, and Lot asked the Malach. He doesn't want to go to Avram Avinu. He's afraid because Avram Avinu was too big, and he's afraid he'll look like a rosh in the eyes of Avram Avinu. He wants to go to a city called Zoyar. And the pasuk says, "Hine no ha'ir hazayis kroiva lanu shaman." It's close to escape over there. The he mitzar says Rashi. He makes a cheshbon. Be'etzem, Soya was also amongst the chatoim, the chaitim of Stoim v'Amoira. But Rashi makes a cheshbon that from the time of Dor Haflaga, that means when all the nations were split up and they went on their own, if they tried to build the tower or whatever it was, so all the nations split up, and that was 52 years before Stoim v'Amoira. That was 52 years after Dor HaFlaga was the Mapecha Stoim v'Amoira. Soya, this town, was built 1 year after that. So Rashi explains, Soya ki kroiva mitzar hi, that the averus that Soya did in 51 years was not as great as 52 years. Stoim, 52 years of chet, the Yibo Yishloim let go till it was ma'ala sa'osam. The measure of chet that was allowed was filled up. 52, zehu. Soya was 51, so it still had another year. 51 is not 52. But the minute 52 came, ma'pechas stoim v'amoyim. This is the meat of the Yibo Yishloim. Person does a chet. People do a chet. The town does a chet. It goes, and goes until ma'ala sa'asam. Until the measure is full. The measure is full, ma'pecha stoim v'amayra. This summer, I can't help feeling I had such a hagosha. Normal summer, bein hazmanim, fine. Actually, most yeshivas, it wasn't bein hazmanim. Tezayin Tammuz. 16 days in Tammuz. Ragil, normal, planning what we're going to do, bein hazmanim. A couple hours later, Shavasa B'Tammuz by night, there was a kidnap, and before you snap the finger, there was a war. What's the pshat in such a thing? Without any warning, nothing. 1 minute peace, planning a vacation, the next minute a milchama. It gave me such a hargosha. Whatever the cheshbonos are, ba'alas ha'asam, there's a certain amount of time the Yibo Yishloim lets go till the measure is full. The measure is full, there's no waiting. Overnight, just like that. People tend to make mistakes. People tend to make mistakes. People think they do aveiros. First time, maybe feel a little guilty. Second time, less guilty, but nothing happens. Nothing happens. And so, Mela, little Averis turned to bigger Averis. Bigger Averis turned to even bigger Averis. Bigger Averis turn to a situation of precious oil, because nothing happens. They don't understand that the cheshbon is in everything. They don't understand that these measures, the Yibo Yishloim has rachmonis on people. He doesn't pay for chet right away. He wants them to do tshuva. He waits, but there's a time ma'ala sa'asam. The measure is full. Das idos. And the second that comes, Rachman al-Islan. I'm telling you, Tezayin Tammuz, if you remember, you weren't here, so maybe you didn't feel it so much. Maybe you were a bit in shock in America. But from 1 minute to the next minute, peace, looking for Bein Hazmanim, everything, the next minute war. And it's not dafke in such grace as Zachin. It's in anything. Anything that there's a din on. There's a certain amount of Yibo Yishloim waste, and they have to absorb. People, unfortunately, one day they're happy, the next day they wake up with a headache, and das idos. One day they're happy, the next day something's with their foot, and das idos. What happened? one of the meters, Ma'ol is awesome. Ribbono Shel Olam waits and waits and waits for until the measure goes. One shouldn't think. It's a hefkavelt. Unfortunately, people tend to think the world is so open, so permissive, I could do whatever I want. Do and do and do. I know it's wrong, forget about it. And eventually a person reaches a very low madrig. Rabbeinu Yena in Shari Tshuva speaks about it. He says a very, very sharp word, which is a little difficult to understand. Speaks about people Amiratzim, Asheheimishelim Sheikhvim, they're sleeping. They're sleeping.
Yeah.
They do whatever they want. Maybe they'll do mitzvahs, but they'll do averis. Nothing stops them. They don't have any das and tzvuna to do anything good, to be careful for themselves, to watch for themselves. Then he says a sharp word. V'yeish mehem nidochin me'al Hashem Baruch Hu lo yaminu lo'oynish achet. They're nidochim, pushed off. They don't believe in oynish achet. What do you mean they don't believe in oynish achet? We're not talking about apikiris over here. We're talking about amaratzim he's talking about. He's talking about amaratzim who are not careful in doing mitzvahs and aveis. Where does he get that they're nidochim eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're not my Ruschar Boinish. Rachman al-Islam. So I want to explain to you something. I'll give you a moshe. There's a Mechudish Tekashitas HaRambam. I'm using this Rambam for a moshe. It's a little one. Lamdonim, give you a Rambam. The Rambam says that one is over on Yaroig. Va'al Yavor, the three averus that a person is now has to give up his life for. Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, Shvichas Dam. If a guy forces a Jew to be over the aveiro or to give up his life, he's mukhiyah to give up his life. Says the Rambam, though, if he does not give up his life, he does not get an einish, because sof kol sof he was an einish. Einish Rachmano Patrei. There's no einish. Why? Because he was forced to give up his life. He couldn't stand in his life. So somebody once asked me a strong question. He asked me like this: what's the pshat? He's an oynis. An oynis, he couldn't not give up his life. He couldn't. Marshach, if it's not possible to give up your life, so then the Torah won't be mechayiv, can't be mechayiv. The Torah is not mechayiv something he can't do. The Torah says he could do. But since you don't really want to do it, you have to give up your life, so you call the oynis. That's the Rambam's chiddush. So he asked, and let's say it will be, the goy says he could take away all your money. Is that considered oynis? Maybe. I'm oynis. I just give up all my money. And let's say he's going to take away half your money. Is that considered oinus? And maybe if he says he can take away 10 cents from you, that's also oinus. I don't want to do that veira. I'm a fluent Jew. But I don't want to lose my dime either. Huh? Is that called oinus? We understand very well, maybe it's hard to touch up exactly where it goes on the scale from the madrega of oinus to the madrega of chia, but we can understand. Giving up a life is called the oynis, but to give up 10 cents to be over on the one that give up base chamuris, that means already he's a pshia. Correct? So the pshat is like this. Avada, there's a certain amount of taiva and yetzahara that a person has. Correct? Yetzahara is very powerful, very strong. But there's a certain amount of fight that a person has to put up. If a person really believes in Schar and Oynish, he believes in Ribbono Shel Olam, that on a chet I'm going to get an Oynish, Rachman al-Islam. And who knows how big the Einish is going to be. So evidence of fight should be put up. And even if, let's say, sometimes a person doesn't put up a fight, sometimes there's not a koyach, okay, fine. But a person should go yoimam v'layla and not care about where he's holding. Going straight, 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 I'll do it. If a mitzvah comes, I'll do the mitzvah. If a mitzvah doesn't come, I won't do the mitzvah. If a beir comes, I'll do the beir. If a beir doesn't, I won't do the beir. Whatever it is, there's some point along the scale that Rabbeinu Yonah says he's called Nidochim Me'al Hashem, he's not Maimon V'Schar Bo'inish. If you're Maimon V'Schar Bo'inish, so something has to be. Rachmana L'Tzlan, there are people in this world that go along whatever they want. I'll do whatever I want. It's mutter for me to do whatever I want. It's us for me to do whatever I want. What's the difference? If a mitzvah comes, I'll do it. If a bear comes, I'll do it. Whatever I want. I don't know. But it's very possible Rabbeinu Yonah Chas V'Shalom was speaking about such things. Choshesh for it. Or close to it. If a person sees that nothing, he stops at nothing. So you ask him, are you a maimon? Yes. But chas v'shalom, Rabbeinu Yonah says, nidochim me'al Hashem. There's a certain stage that comes with nidochim me'al Hashem. And if it's not there, close to it. Close to it is not geshmak either. We go along. We don't think. We do things over and over again. It comes a habit. We say things, Dvorim Asurim, over and over again. It comes a habit. We look at things. We think things, and there's no stop. There's no stop. We have to be mechazik in this. Chas v'shalom, I don't say nidochem el Hashem, but Rabbeinu Yonah says that there is a certain madrega of nidochem el Hashem. We have to further ourselves as much as shayach away from it. We don't want to be close to those people in the Chumash Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Rosh Hashanah, the Yisoid is Malchus. We might not realize it so strongly, but we say every day in Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, V'hoyim Shamoya. That by states is the two things of Malchus. Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shamayim, V'hoyim Shamoya is Kabbalah's oil Mitzvahs. The first thing we have to do is recognize and pronounce Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Do we ever stop to realize what we're saying? Do we ever stop to think about it? That's the Yisayda Yisaydis. The first thing comes Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Anoich Hashem Elokecha. After, this is what Ribbono Hashem said, after you understand Anoich Hashem Elokecha, then I'll tell you my mitzvahs. But you see, so all the mitzvahs of Aseres Adibros. That's what we have to do every day when we say Shema. Do we understand that the Ribbono Shleilam, we ever think about it, the Boira Umanig, he created the world, he's manig the world, he leads the world. The sun comes up in the morning, not because of nature. The sun comes up in the morning because Ribbono Shel'Olam said it should come up. The sun goes down by night because Ribbono Shel'Olam said it should go down. We get up in the morning because it's a rush and Ribbono Shel'Olam should get up. We open our eyes because Ribbono Shel'Olam wants us to open our eyes. Everything we do is B'yad Hashem. Mechadesh v'tuvoy b'chol yom tovin ma'asei b'reishis. Kiseder. Of course, everything comes every day, so we think it's normal, we think it's natural. So we completely forget about it. So of course we're going to say a bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, Kedech Melchalam, Pekeach Ivrim, the Baruch Hashem opened our eyes, there's no kavana. Because we don't think about it. Everything's poshut, everything's normal, nothing's different, why shouldn't it be? When we say Yitzor Avayir Chayshav, we don't think about it. Of course the sun comes up. But we're giving a bracha to Avayir Chayshav for bringing up the sun. We're giving a bracha to Avayir Chayshav for opening our eyes. That's Malchius. Being the Kabbal, that Avayir Chayshav is the Melech and the Manik and everything that happens in this world is beyond the Avayir Chayshav. This is what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, and this is what we're doing B'etzem every day when we say Shema. And there's something in Malchus which completely forgotten about it. What we completely forgot about. Come on. And that is one day it's going to be Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. The world is not going to remain as it is now. There's going to be one day that Mashiach is going to come. And then everybody's going to know the MS. And everybody's going to know the truth. And the Tzaddikim, they're not going to be on the top. And the Rishonim, they're not going to be on the bottom. And whoever is a Tzaddik is going to be happy. And if Yisbuch of Achus Choshem Mishabbos, Yisbuch of Achus Choshem, the Tzaddikim are going to be happy with themselves. They'll be unanimous with Ashkina. And they show him anakiviram, they show him aidainam. Gone. Then we can see Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. Such a thing doesn't exist anymore. Klal Yisrael, they used to live with the Amud and Mashiach. That he's going to come someday. Where do we hear it now? Where do we see it now? Because everything is good. Everything is fine. Everything is mutter. And after we'll be kabel oil malchus shamayim, then we could start working our mitzvahs. Then we could start from scratch if we need to. Chazing on ourselves. Yes. The Ribbono Shel Olam who made this Bria, who created us, he also told us what he wants from us. Where did he tell us what he wants from us? We're not Nevi'im. But we're B'nai Nevi'im. This is Poshet Ezachin. He gave his Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai. Nai Ezach. The Torah tells us what Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. The Torah tells us what he wants us to do, and the Torah tells us what he doesn't want us to do. But like I said, the Hergel forgot everything. That's what it is, exactly. We had a father, our fathers had a father, fathers had a father, who stood on Har Sinai and saw how the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and thus in us. That is the Rotzen Hashem. That is the rotten of the Boyre. the Rotzeh Ramanik, the one who created this world, yeah, came to us and told us what he wants from us, and what's good for us, and what's bad for us. This is what we have to work on. Borsche the Sachen. Nicht kein größer Sachen. Borsche the Sachen. The Borsche the Ramunen. The Borsche the Malkus. The Borsche the ideas of Torah. The Borsche the Shaltzu, where we're holding. How we understand our matzav in this world. Is it a matzav of Torah? Or is it a matzav of Taivis and with sinus? And yeah, if it's convenient and it's good, I'll do what I'm supposed to and not do what I'm not supposed to, but not more than that. That's very dangerous. That's very close to Rabbeinu Yehuda. That's for sure. These days of Rosh Hashanah, which the Seder's Malchus, we have to know, every time on the Jewish year, when a Moed is celebrated, it's a skula for that Inyan, what the Moed stands for. And through Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaDin, and everybody's, what's his name, Isaac, davening, Kulu. But we have to remember also, Seder Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Shetamichuni Aleichem. And after I'm the Melech, listen to my mitzvahs. Mechazik yourself. Poshe the Zachen. Poshe the Zachen. Start from scratch. Start from Alephes. Yeah. Start from Alephes. Where am I holding? I'm holding by that. I want to mechazik a little. I want to make myself stronger. I'm going to further myself away from the nidochu b'al Hashem as much as possible. And you'll see. You'll try, exercise a little. Everything is totally an exercise, right? You have to. Chazer, work. You want to be a good basketball player, Abdul. What do you have to do? You have to practice, right? So, Abdul, if you want to be someplace, get forward in Ruchnis, that's what you have to do. Practice on yourself. Work again. Work again. Work again. If I fall, okay, so Mishkapel, I'll try again. In the Poshna Zachen. Just the Grace Zachen. Grace Zachen also, fine. But do you say this to me? I was thinking on this Indian of Malchus. And that is the Yisoid Betzen of the Yom HaDin. Also, Melech b'mishpot yamir oretz. If there's Malchus, there's Mishpot. Melech oyeb stoko Mishpot. I was thinking, that perhaps Sof Kol Sof, we are far from what should really be somebody who's clean from Averis, and somebody who does his mitzvahs as Yiboy Yishlana wants. Avada, we have to try as much as we can, there's no question about it. But I was thinking that sometimes the Melech, that we have to know. Chazal tell us, Malchusa, a cloud. Malchusa, the Rekia, Ke'ein, Malchusa, the Ara. That means if we see what's doing the Malchus in this world, that's the way the Rebbe Yishlam made the Malchus upstairs also. The Rebbe Yishlam needs, the Katrigan says, there's defense attorneys, there's the Kategor, the Sanegor, why is Rebbe Yishlam? Rebbe Yishlam does everything. The territory is because Rebbe Yishlam should tell the vector the Malchus to Rekia, the same way Malchus to Aaron. And therefore I was thinking that a lot of times, even though the Malchus to Aaron, one may not be 100% in the laws, but if he's good for the Malchus, he does good for the people, does good for the king, and the king is interested in keeping him, so he'll overlook. The king has a Malchus. He needs his supporters. A king without supporters is not a king. So if something is good for the Malchus, good for the Indian, something's good for the Indian, I'll let go. We all came to yeshiva. What's the job of yeshiva? The job of yeshiva is to shtel avek, to put a person on his feet in ruchnis. Not only for the time he's in the yeshiva, but even for after that time. We know ourselves, the life out there is very dangerous. Dangerous life. And if a person doesn't have his right yisaitis, the right foundations, in Torah, in Yerushalayim, Yan Shaykh, he's close to finished. Go down from one madrig to the next madrig, Rahman al Islam. That's the job of yeshiva. And that's really what you're here for. So, but in yeshiva, there's a tzibur. There's a lot of bachrum. So it depends, a lot depends, on the hashpa that one bacher has on the next bacher. If one bacher has a good hashpa on the next bacher, then he helped shtel him avek. He helped make his foundations for life as far as ruchnis is. And if chas v'shalom he does faken, then chas v'shalom he could ruin his life in ruchnis. And sometimes it's not only the life of the bacher himself, because the bacher is eventually not going to be a bacher, mitzvah. We hope a bacher is going to get married, and we hope the bacher, if he gets married, is going to have children. No, and how is the father and the parents going to chalak the children? How they understand, or how they're holding, where they're holding, where they're holding Torah Shemayim. If they're machshav Torah, the machshav Yir Shemayim. Even if they're not themselves Tamid HaChamim, but they're Machshav Torah, they understand what Torah is, for some reason they think, I didn't have it, that my son have it. So then perhaps the son will go on the right way. And if he's not a Tamid HaChamim, his son will be a Tamid HaChamim. Well, Chas v'Shalom if I cared, what could be? Because one bacher ruined another bacher in yeshiva, Rachman al-Islan, he could ruin Deiris. We never thought about it. A bacher here in yeshiva, if he's mechazik another bacher, he could possibly be mechazik doyreis. And if he's mechazik a rabbim, he could mechazik doyreis. And if chas v'shalom fakert, he can mechalkul a bacher, he can mechalkul doyreis. We're in a rabbim. Well, our karchach we're here together. A person can't steig himself. He can't go into his corner and be by himself. We must be together. And if we must be together, we must be sure to be a good hashpa on each other. We can't say, me, I'll do what I want. Because chas v'shalom, we don't know what somebody could take from that. But somebody can learn from you. The Gemara says in Brachos, beginning of the sixth parak, Goizel Ove V'Imoy. The Gemara refers to one who does not make a bracha on food. He's called a geizel of the Ribbono Yisrael, he's called a geizel of Klal Yisrael. V'oyme ein pesha. He says, big deal, so I didn't make a bracha. Chavahu le'ish mashkes. He is a friend of the man of destruction. Who is the man of destruction? My chavahu le'ish mashkes. Amar Rav Chanin Rav Papa, chavahu le'Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat was the melech Yisrael who broke off from Rechavam ben Shlomoy, and he made, we know, there was Huda and Yisrael. He broke off and took 10 shvatim and made his own Lucha Yisrael. And he made 2 Egle Zahav, and he didn't let Klal Yisrael go up to the base of Migdosh. He said, this is where you have to be Oivet. So he is known as a Choyte Umachte Yesarabim. Who Chas Rishon, the Rama says, a Choyte Machte Rama, Ein Lechel Koilom Haba. So the Gemara says over here, one who does not make a bracha, and he says, "Ein pesha, nishkafelach." Yeah, did I do any? Was Mechal Shabbos? Kill somebody? Didn't make a bracha. Says Rashi, "Lufi shu mekel, he is mekel roim hacherim." Other people see ulameidim imenu lasis kain. They learn from him to do such a thing. Lehanes v'noyim azeh bloy bracha. Kach nigra chaver leish mashkes. Doesn't say chas v'shalom. I don't say he's a chayte machti. Can't say that. But he's a pal, a friend. It's also not so good. If one is in yeshiva, and we're not talking about the metzias, taking somebody out of seder, or doing something wrong with him, chas v'shalom, be mach to him b'poil. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that he sees me being mezalzel in a seder, being mezalzel in a rebbe, being mezalzel in a mitzvah, being mezalzel in a shemayim, and he learns from that, or the rabbim, I should say. He's called chava le'ish mashkes. Chava to chayte o machti es harabim. But on the other hand, we see, Mida Taiva Maruba. Mida Taiva Maruba. If I can't, I'm a good hashpah. A person learns from me good. My chava learns from me good. My kolshkeit, if my shir learns from me good. Kolshkeit, if the yeshiva learns from me good. What kind of schus he has? What kind of schus he has? He has a schus for that friend. He has a schus for the rabbin. He could have a schus for the whole dairis. That schus could stand for him, the dairi dairis. And like I say, Malchusa de Rekia is like Malchusa de Ara. Maybe we have chisreinus, but the Ribbono Shel'Olam looks and says, okay, he has chisreinus, but this person is good for the Malchus. He's good for us. We'll keep him around. I think that such an Indian is kedai to think about. If we're looking for schusim for Yom HaDin, if I can't, why does it have to be pull away? If I can't, be mechazik. That's what you're here for. That's what you came for. Be mechazik each other. Yeah, my friend, if I can't, if he doesn't want to learn, come on, let's learn a little. Not if he doesn't want to learn somebody, I won't learn. I have excuse or pulling out to whatever, but can't. Doesn't want to learn, come on. Learn a little. I'm not saying to be whatever. But I'll go upon him, if I can't. Be good for the Jews. Be good for your friends. Be good for the yeshiva. Be good for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't know how much schusim you gain. Like we're talking about at Bemis, beginning. A person who's Chas v'shalom, he's not a good hashpa, but that's what we were talking about in the beginning. You know, doesn't really think about it. Okay, so I tell him to come with me. Come on, yeah. How many pas and pas and pas of beta that one thing can make? You don't think. Watch myself. Understand a little what I'm doing. Understand that he's Ribbono Shleimo. Understand what he wants from me is his Torah mitzvah. And understand all he wants from us is the best. That's what we should try to chazak ourselves. I always say, Emadin, Musa. We don't really be that much of a Musa safer. If you really think about it. Because Yemadin means that whatever happens now on Rosh Hashanah, whatever is Pascha on Rosh Hashanah, is what's going to happen in the next year. So what we're holding at the end of the year, we can look back on what happened the past year, so we see what happened on Rosh Hashanah last year. Look at myself, Baruch Hashem. Went for a year, successful, healthy, Baruch Hashem. But if you look a little past yourself, you look a little past me, myself, and I, you see that sorries, that sorries, that sorries. You're young, you don't know. You're here in Yeshiva. If you go into the shuls around, they have these posters every other day coming through. This person, one person was nifter, 12 yisayimim. This person was nifter, 15 yisayimim. This person has yen and machlin, he's $100,000. Not once or twice. I remember when I was a bocher, it happened, three people were nifter in 1 year. From young people, from yen and machlin, and it was a big rash. It was a big rush. Wow! Three people, three young people. Now, unfortunately, it's not to understand what's going on. Tsaris and tsaris and tsaris. And sometimes, like I said before, one day everything's freilich, the next day, mamsh. And when did this happen? When was this paskin? Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah. That's when everything's paskin. What's going to happen the next year? We have what to daven for. If you want to say, Chas v'Shalom, these things are far from everything. Everything. The person has a star of this and that. Whatever, everything is paskin, Rosh Hashanah. Even your thoughts of what's called success and what's not called success, what's called a good year, what's not, it's all told you these days. Everything that you see that happened this year was from last year, Rosh Hashanah. And that's what I say. You look back. Do we have to really try to be more ourselves? Oh, I have to daven good. It should spurt out. It should come in Mela. All the things that we have to daven for. Besides Ruchnius, that we also have to daven for, which the Yishayim say that the din of Olam Haba, which whatever that means, is also Tully in these days. The voice I. These are the days that's Taliyah. These are the days after we chazik ourselves in Torah, we chazik ourselves in mitzvahs, and daven, daven, daven. And Mirz Hashem, or daven, will open up our hearts. Shivchi kamayim libeich, noichach b'nei Hashem. The Yibosh will hear our tefillahs, and will give us, and Gans Kal Yisrael, a shonah teiva u'mesukah.